Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard. And that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such. And part of that is coaching them hard.
That is Ben Johnson. They want to be coached hard. Well, guess what? You might have a dude who's ready to coach him hard. Ben Johnson, the head coach.
Coach him hard then, Ben. Let's go.
For the Chicago Bears in his first stint as a head coach. I like to keep reminding people of that because it's different to be a head coach versus just being an offensive coordinator. But it's really different being a head coach who calls his own plays. And that's where Ben Johnson is, but that's why he's getting paid handsomely to do so. As Anthony Heron, who's in for Layla Rahimi, reminded us.
A million dollars a win, right?
End of the playoffs, get a home playoff game and everything.
Division title.
Listen, it's real.
$2 million a win, you'll miss the playoffs probably in this division. There might be a division where you'd make it at $2 million a win. Because what is he at, like 13? 14 is 13
something? Is it 13? I mean, 13, that's where I have him, which is 7-10.
Okay.
So
right.
You don't want to be averaging $2 million a win.
Okay.
That's not where you want to be.
It's not the return on the investment that we're hoping for.
So we're just now hearing for the first time players after being on the field working under Ben Johnson, a variety of expectations maybe, and now the reality of what it is to be coached by Ben Johnson. It's not pads, it's not training camp, but you can gather what the expectations are, right? Just from even the OTAs.
Mm-hmm. I think from a player perspective, especially, you know, the tone and intensity that Ben Johnson brings to the practice field, you do want to kind of, you know, Nukalu style, like announce your presence with authority. You do want to have the guys understand that it's a new day and we got a different vibe here. And from the head coach on down through the coordinators and the assistant coaches, to have that tone set of the expectations right off the jump. You know, the previous regime with Matt Eberflus talked about getting your track shoes on and how the pace and the hits principles and everything would play out at practice. But it was obvious in their production on the field or lack thereof. And then what we've heard more and more in the time since then is that there wasn't a consistency to holding the players accountable to that standard. So for Ben Johnson coming in, for one, you got a number of players who recognize and were very, very public about the fact that they weren't consistently being held to a championship standard. So Ben Johnson should feel as empowered as he will ever feel as Bears coach to step in the door right now, laying down a pretty significant groundwork for the expectations these guys will have to meet.
And whenever a new coach shows up, players are going to say things that they say whenever a new head coach plays up. Like, can't wait to play for him. I think he's so great. His energy is so unrivaled. Like, it's a new coach. And when you add that into the fact of who the old coach was with Matt Eberflus, yeah, the expectations should be a lot higher than what we saw last year and for the past few seasons. So let's start with Kevin Byard, who was on the team last year, his first year with the Bears. Curious to his thoughts on what Ben Johnson brings to the table.
It's been fun. I would definitely say, I mean, I don't like to really like get into like comparisons and stuff like that, but just, you know, the intensity level of Ben Johnson, I feel like it's very evident. I think you guys can see that, you know, a couple times where, you know, he's stopping practice. You can hear him. You can definitely hear him out there. So, it's been fun. A lot of competition, especially going with the offense. So, I really like the additions we made on offense and defense. I think those guys are going to help us out a lot this year.
And so that's, like, I get what Kevin Byard's saying when he's talking, right? But it's hard for me to get riled up any kind of way, left, right, up, down, off of that, because that's what you're supposed to say when you have a brand new head coach who got paid a lot of money and who has a successful track record at his last job. That's like if we hire a new coworker tomorrow and I'm like, oh, this is our new coworker, like he came from here and he did all this stuff. I'm like, great, welcome. I'm excited to work with you. Let's kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen enough. And based on what you said earlier, no one's seen enough.
No one has.
This is install.
Very early to really be able to make any sort of definitively formed impressions of Ben Johnson. For us on the outside especially, but even the players internally. But you do want to, as Ben Johnson, lay that groundwork. And there's a balance to it. Now, I've been around first years of multiple coaches, whether it was Detroit with Marty Morningweg, Atlanta with Jim Mora, you know, I was in Green Bay, Mike Sherman was established. When I was in Pittsburgh, you know, you had an established, I mean, Pittsburgh never changes head coaches. So Bill Cowher was as established as it got during the short time I was in Pittsburgh. So I've seen both ends of it. It can fizzle if you don't continue to find a way to keep players engaged. Sometimes you got to turn the roster over. But to be able to step in and immediately let players know what your expectations are, to do it in a formidable manner, but also a believable manner. You know, that was one of the issues Marty Morningweg had in Detroit, was that you could tell pretty quickly he was a guy who was trying to sort of carry himself like an enforcer sometimes, but he wasn't really an enforcer. And it came off really inauthentic. And I think that's for Ben Johnson. He seems like an authentic guy. And so you can soften the blow at a certain point. You do want to step in here immediately, though, and let players know what the expectations are.
So the authenticity portion of that, I think it matters a ton, because it's, are you believable in what you're bringing us and telling us about how the culture is going to be, how your standard is? It's interesting because a lot of these players are burdened by the traumatic experience of having played under Matt Eberflus,
right,
having played under Shane Waldron. And so I wonder how that's going to affect the players that are coming back from last year that played for the Bears last year. But then you do have unvarnished opinions from guys who never had to play for Matt Eberflus, didn't have to go through the 10-game losing streak. One of those guys, who also just happens to be, in my opinion, the most entertaining of the new ads, is Grady Jarrett. He was with the Falcons before, the only team he's ever known. Never played outside the state of Georgia before last year. Here's what he had to say about Ben Johnson and the type of standard he's setting.
He's our leader, man. So, I mean, it's even across the board. You know, the standard is the standard. And what I can say is him, none of the coaches, DA, they're not coming off of it, you know. And it's our job as players to put our best foot forward every day to reach what's expected of us. You know, we're never going to be perfect, but the strive to try to reach it, you know, that could breed excellence. So I'm excited for the standard that he's setting for everybody across the board, you know. So this ain't a program where it's like, you know, you try to be guy friends to pat them to, you know, hopefully they'll buy in. It's you got to get with it. You know, I've been around for a long time, and that's the kind of culture you have to set, you know, early, because, you know, when the expectations are high, that's what you want.
The standard is the standard, Ant. That's what I heard. That's what stuck with me on that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. We're not trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, kumbaya. It's like, no, we're setting a standard. If you don't meet it, well, you're going to find yourself somewhere else.
And I know there's probably a lot of folks whose main interaction with this is maybe just through movies or something like that, or things, you know, programming that's scripted, and may have a certain picture in their minds or some old school image of what intensity as a coach looks like. It doesn't necessarily mean you got to dog cuss a guy every snap. It doesn't mean you got to call players outside their name. You can be demanding without being demeaning. You can bring intensity to the practice field while still being respectful about it. There's an urgency that you can coach guys with, especially in modern football, where you know if an expectation isn't met, that you can call them out on it, that you can call them to task. You can even be confrontational about it without necessarily having conflict with that player in the moment. There can be a little bit of balance or nuance to that. They can take some craft. Not everyone is necessarily crafty enough to pull that off, but it's certainly plausible. I mean, I feel like that's what I was like as a coach. I mean, I try to explain things, try to be a teacher, but I was very intense every time I was on the field trying to drive guys and let them know expectations need to be met. That's where you can go from day one to day 30 to year three. But if you've set that as the standard where guys know when we toe the line or when we step out onto the field that this coach is going to hold me accountable. This coach is going to call me to task. When we get into the meeting room, every little detail that's not right is going to be pointed out on a consistent basis. That matters.
What's the biggest difference in what you're describing when you talk about confrontation versus conflict?
Confrontation is where you're willing to point out someone's error. You're willing to let them know that you can take them to task for not doing something correctly while not necessarily doing it in a way where you're saying you're at odds with them. We're in this together. We're trying to accomplish the same goal here, and here's where your mistake was made. Here's where there was an error in your approach. Look at your stance that you're in right here. If your feet are too wide, you're not necessarily going to be able to be as explosive getting up the field in a pass rush scenario. Look at the release you had as a wide receiver. You allowed the defensive back. You saw that at the last moment, the DB crept up within your personal space that much more closely, and yet you didn't have your hands ready for the release. That's why you weren't at the landmark you needed to be at in that time. So, yes, it was an incomplete pass. It went off your hands, or the quarterback didn't get it out on time. That may matter in the end result, but here's the reason for it. And I can't let that slide now, because if I let that slide now, when we get into a game in the regular season, you're not going to have it as muscle memory. That's not allowable. And that's where here early, you want as much of this to become muscle memory as possible, to hold the players to account, to put the players into situations of intensity, to have them feel a level of urgency, because you're not going to be out here smacking into each other. You're not going to be padded up, running into guys over and over again right now. But there's a stress that you do want, especially some of these younger players. You want a level of stress that they have to react to, because as learners, whether they're a visual learner, an auditory learner, a kinesthetic learner, different guys will engage with that information and that teaching style in a different manner, and you want to get as much out of them as you can, but there does need to be a level of stress to it. And if that stress, if they don't respond adequately to it, that's where you either have them run the play again on the practice field, or you get into the film room and make sure that you correct exactly why something wasn't up to the standard that you expect of them.
Setting a baseline is what we're trying to see Ben Johnson do right now. Something that is easily evident did not happen last year with Shane Waldron as the offensive coordinator. I know Matt Eberflus and his defense, that was at a certain level that Shane Waldron just never even came close to reaching as the play caller for this team a year ago. We'll see where it goes with Ben Johnson as OTAs continue, especially interested in the mandatory minicamp.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.